Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman, in for Steve Curwood. While the economic crisis is dominating the presidential campaign, energy and environmental issues are still getting significant play in the presidential debates. In their second debate in Nashville, Senators John McCain and Barack Obama went head-to-head on climate change.
What's the best way of fixing it? Nuclear power. Senator Obama says that it has to be safe or disposable or something like that. Look, I was on Navy ships that had nuclear power plants. Nuclear power is safe and it's clean, and it creates hundreds of thousands of jobs.
And I've called for investments in solar, wind, geothermal. Contrary to what Senator McCain keeps on saying, I favor nuclear power as one component of our overall energy mix. But this is another example where I think it is important to look at the record.
Which is precisely what Living on Earth's Jeff Young is going to do, with a close look at where the presidential candidates stand on nuclear power. This week, John McCain.
After almost 30 years of near zero growth in the U.S., nuclear industry leaders say they are poised for a nuclear renaissance. And Senator John McCain is a nuclear renaissance man.
I'd like to say I'm very great to be here at the Fermi Nuclear Plant. I want to thank the great workers and people here who have made nuclear power safe, efficient, inexpensive, and obviously...
In August, McCain toured the Enrico Fermi nuclear generating site in Michigan, a venue that struck some as an odd place to highlight nuclear safety. Nuclear opponent Jim Riccio of Greenpeace.
It's one of the few sites in the U.S. where you've actually already had a meltdown. It was an experimental breeder reactor, and that reactor experienced a partial core melt back in 66. So it was ironic that of all the places in the U.S. that the senator could go, he chose a site that had been a site of a meltdown.
If Senator McCain was unaware of Fermi's spotty safety history, he wasn't alone. Leaders of the industry's powerful trade group in Washington, the Nuclear Energy Institute, didn't know either.
No, the Fermi plant operates very safely.
That's Alex Flint, the Nuclear Institute's senior vice president for government affairs.
The entire nuclear renaissance is based on the fact that the 104 plants operating today have an extraordinary safety and environmental record. And it is that, it's the safety and environmental record of the existing plants that makes it possible for us to contemplate this new renaissance and new nuclear power.
But what happened at Fermi in 1966?
That was 3 years before I was born. I'm going to have to go off and ask somebody.
I think they had a meltdown.
No.
Flint called a colleague who confirmed Fermi's meltdown history.
Okay. That's what I needed. Thanks. Well, you've asked me a question I've never heard before.
It was an awkward moment, and it reflects a larger, awkward phase for the nuclear industry. The presidential campaign puts it in the limelight as a potential energy source for the future, but that also brings into focus nagging problems from the past, questions about safety, waste, and tremendous cost. McCain believes those challenges pale compared to the threat of global warming.
And you can't be serious. You can't be serious about reducing the effect of greenhouse gas emissions unless you have factor in nuclear power into the equation.
That was McCain in an interview with Living on Earth in 2004. The following year, he added incentives for nuclear power to his Climate Stewardship Act, which aimed to cut greenhouse gas emissions. That alienated some environmental allies and cost crucial votes in the Senate, where the act failed. Now McCain proposes 45 new reactors by the year 2030 and a longer-term goal of 100 reactors. Again, environmentalists like Jim Riccio, who applauded McCain for tackling global warming, are aghast at his insistence on nuclear power.
If you actually want to address climate change, you need to do things that are fast and affordable. Last year, we put 5,000 megawatts of wind on the grid here in the United States. You're not going to put that amount of nuclear power on the grid with a new reactor for well over another decade. And by then, climate change will be upon us and potentially unabatable.
The Nuclear Institute says 45 reactors would keep nuclear at 20% of the country's electricity mix as demand rises. But some who watch energy investments aren't so sure the money to build them would be there. Kevin Book is an energy analyst with FBR, an investment bank in Arlington, Virginia.
It will be a stretch to be quite frank. The problem will be getting them built and getting them built with the labor force we have and at prices that local regulated utilities will want to pay. You're still going to need a lot of money, and you're going to need a lot of time. It's 2008 last time I checked. We've got 22 years to build 45 of something we haven't built in 30 years. From my perspective, that sounds like a challenge.
Book says pinning down the cost is tricky. Estimates for a new reactor vary from $4 to nearly $11 billion. At, say, $7 billion each, McCain's proposal means $315 billion someone has to come up with. And that someone could be you, as a ratepayer or taxpayer. The industry would get billions in production tax credits, and taxpayers could be on the hook for much greater sums if companies default on government-guaranteed loans. And then there's the question of what to do with the waste. McCain wants to finish the Yucca Mountain Repository for permanent underground storage, but that project faces opposition in Congress and the courts. McCain also wants the U.S. to reprocess the spent fuel.
Well, the Japanese, the British, and the French do it, and we can do it too.
Reprocessing, sometimes called recycling, separates useful material from spent fuel, but it's controversial among nuclear experts. MIT professor and former Clinton administration Energy Department official Ernie Moniz says it's a bad idea.
There's a misconception that the program in France, for example, that relies upon plutonium recycling has somehow solved the waste management problem. It has not. It costs more. It creates stores of plutonium. So there are some real issues there that need to be clarified.
So both of McCain's plans for dealing with waste would run into opposition. Financing construction of new reactors would be very tough, and safety concerns from environmentalists would complicate McCain's effort to link nuclear power incentives to climate change legislation. But for all the criticism McCain catches, he has at least been consistent, which has not been the case with his opponent.
I am not a nuclear energy proponent.
That was Senator Obama last year. Here's Obama this month.
I favor nuclear power as one component of our overall energy mix.
Just where does the Democratic presidential candidate stand? We'll take a look at his nuclear record next week. For Living on Earth, I'm Jeff Young in Washington.